Good morning. It's 7:32 a.m. 7:32 a.m. on Saturday, March the 18th, 2017. I didn't dress for the weather this morning. Apparently, it's a lot colder than I expected. So I've been hiking along trying to get a little body heat going. And I don't know that I'm succeeding. I've still got my gloves on. My nose is freezing off. So, yesterday was the Great Onion Soup Experiment, which I thought came out deliciously. I was the only one in the house who really enjoyed the French onion soup. Which is too bad, because it was a nice cheap meal. Today is chicken marsala day. Also, writing day. I need to get some writing done. I have cleared off all of the little writing projects except one, a blog post for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers for next month, and I need to email off I need to post the column for Indie Life. I also want to double check and make sure that actually my last column got published. They've changed the way they're doing their newsletter. They're sending out an email every week, which is, as far as I'm concerned, just a good way to get it ignored. But I'll have to go through and check. It is chilly. I also have to get breakfast, and kid has work at 10 this morning, so I'll need to get her up at 9. I'm walking and not talking. My brain is just going, what? There's a there's so much politics. Now that the election's over, and now that we're in the process of dismantling government protections, it's just so much that I find aggravating. And I'm trying not to talk about it because it doesn't do any good. There isn't anything I really want to get into with fans. There's nothing I really don't want to even get into it, period, with anyone. I make a mistake every once in a while of going to the public timeline in Facebook and the lack of critical thinking skills. It's a little difficult for me to cope with. It's sun is getting up there. It's not quite the equinox yet, I'm pretty sure. I have to look it up. I think it's the 22nd. So 4 or 5 days. And I'm walking directly, the reason I've said that is I'm walking directly or almost directly into the sun. It's off by about, I don't know, 5, 10 degrees from being straight ahead. But I'm glad I'm wearing my baseball cap this morning because I can keep my head down. The sun out of my eyes. Monk Post. It does help. The heat from the sun does help. I'm reminded of the visualizations from my meditation, where I'm supposed to visualize being filled with warm liquid sunshine. Close my eyes, put my face to the sun, and feel that warm liquid sunshine filling me. walking with my eyes closed is not a recommended activity. So yeah, Doreen was a little concerned that I said I was going to try to do 4 books this year. 4 books is my goal. You know, I have a lot of goals. I have a lot of goals that I don't expect to make. And that's, I think that's one of my problems, is that I set goals that are not reachable, and then I'm depressed when I don't get them. I set goals based on should, not based on what I really think needs to happen. And part of it is having to approach this as a business. Having to approach it with the fans in mind. It's like I need to be doing this stuff, because otherwise I'm letting people down. And the reality is, putting out crappy books is letting people down. Okay, with the sun, it's plenty warm. Jesus. Let me tuck that in a pocket and start readjusting clothing. So the thing is, putting out crappy books is letting people down. And I don't want to do that. I got hung up on fire because of a preconceived notion about what the story should be, when the reality is that's not my process. If I have, you know, I have a theme in mind when I write a book. I have a theme. And for Ashes, the theme was getting up after being knocked down. What that means, what that looks like, what that's, why it's important to get back up. And in a lot of ways, the whole Seeker's Tales is about getting back up after being knocked down. And then there's Milk Run. Milk Run didn't really have a theme. Milk Run is sort of, my only goal in Milk Run was to explore Toehold's face a little bit better, to have a little better feel for it. I'm going to have to deal with that in the Suicide Run. But To Fire Called is, I think it's about how recovery isn't linear. About how you can make a couple steps forward, but there's going to be a couple steps back. And how do you deal with steps forward, steps back? And By Darkness Forged is going to be the actual... Okay, we're going to move on now. And then we'll see what happens, because I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm almost back to the barn here. Walk along the edge of the park, the west edge of the park, walking north. A lot more green grass. Okay, that tree's got little tiny green leaves. That tree's got little tiny green leaves. That tree has, maybe it's gonna have little tiny red leaves on it. Not these. It's little fuzzy buds that haven't quite broken open yet. Tree pruner's getting ready to prune trees across the street. And here I am, back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.